Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent Almanac program, Extension educator Dave Boxler discussed the indications of a lice infestation on cattle. On today's program, Dave goes into detail about treatment strategies that are tied to the type of louse, as well as timing of the treatments and applications.
We have actually three different delivery ways of applying a lousicide. We can rely on the old whole animal spray, which not too many people do, but a person with a small number of cattle could easily do that on a very nice day. The important part is to make sure that they spray early in the day so it's dry before it gets cold at night. The most common way of treating for cattle lice would be using porons, whether it's a non-systemic, which is basically a pyrethroid of different generations of pyrethroids, either second or third generation. There's a couple of porons that have a insect growth regulator, and that actually disrupts the development of the louse from egg to adult. And that has worked out very well. It also will kill the eggs of a cattle louse. So those are products that have been really widely used here in the last 10 years for lice control. And then we have the endectocides, which are the abamectin or ivermectin type products. They work systemically. So you can either use them as a poron, and porons with endectocides will target both the sucking louse as well as the chewing louse. Now, there are some producers that like to use an injection formulation. That is more targeted for the blood-feeding lice, so it's not as effective for the chewing louse. So timing is really critical, too, and we've run into these issues over the past 10 to 15 years where in the early days when endectocides were first introduced, producers at weaning time would be pouring their cattle for internal parasites and also for lice and cattle grub. Well, when we have seen the changes in our weather patterns where we're staying warmer in the fall much longer, and this fall was an example of that, why the lice really stay in that period of dormancy. And so they're not active. So they're not feeding. So they're not picking up some of this product. And, you know, the producer feels very confident that they have received good louse control, but you enter into late December, early January when we see the cold temperatures, and all of a sudden, the producer notices the cattle are scratching, rubbing, and they have lice. And they wonder, well, what's the problem? Well, some of the lice that remained on the animal in the inactive stage survived. And when the conditions became ideal for their development, they started to increase their population. So I kind of have been encouraging our producers to look at maybe making an application later in December or certainly in early to mid-January to get maximum effect. If you wait too long into February, you're not going to gain back what was lost by the impact of the cattle louse. So that's important to remember. Also, you need, as a livestock producer or anyone who applies control products, insecticides, they need to read the label very, very closely. And it's very critical when it comes to making applications for lice control.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.